two.
One.
Testing. One.
Testy.
Two.
Testy.
One, two, three.
Ooh,
got a keep, lower, I, lower. I keep a spare behind my knee.
That's a weird place for a testy.
Just in case, man.
It is warm.
You
there,
never
though.
Know.
Although, testes have to be regulated. That's why the sac expands and contracts mm-hmm. the way it does, because it mm-hmm. has to stay at premium at the right temperature.
True. It's a valuable cargo, bruh.
Little bio there for you.
Little bio.
And you're machin. Okay.
And in our sack.
But if they kick you hard enough, then it's in your machin.
And if it's cold enough.
Pascal Praza.
That's our intro.
Hello everyone and welcome to Bioscope Brasa. This is the show where two Brasa talk movie news, reviews, shorts and some cack in between. My name is Ras.
I'm Jody.
Oh, okay. See, you had your notes fine there.
I had my notes on this one.
I don't know why he has to read I am Jody.
I have to be sure.
Jody, it troubles me that you don't know yourself at this point in your life.
But what if the notes say something else?
Your notes always say something else.
They really do.
How many times have you set me up for failure?
I'm a sabotaging son of a bitch.
Yes, yes. Yeah, we're back with another shit show in your
another shit show. High aspirations.
Oh, not that the show is shit. I mean, more like it's a shit show and it's chaos and you know unpredictability. Yeah.
Last minute chaos. That's our
shit.
It's our love language.
Yeah. That being said, let's get into the news.
Our where news and shorts.
So, Universal, you know the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Monsterverse.
The Monsterverse. Like it's that and the Faga.
Yeah,
like
yeah. The that's their thing. That's going. What they got going. Monsters and Vin Diesel's bald head. So they are producing another Dracula movie.
Yeah.
But it's a spin-off.
I don't know where this fits into the Dracula-verse.
I don't know who, because it's Renfield.
Yeah, Renfield Dracula's like human assistant guy.
Okay.
In the story. So all
it was
vampires
no,
need
I'm
like...
so confused.
No, you're thinking of
yeah,
they, Dr. Frankenstein.
They go. Called familiars, no? What you in the Blade. Blade introduced
they
them as
familiars.
Yeah,
yeah,
the human people that take
I
care of
I don't know
the
what
vampires.
Twilight called them. We watched all of those movies and
oh
I don't
my
know
God,
what they called
that was
them.
A dark time in my life.
But vampires like need humans to facilitate things for them.
Yeah,
wherever they
because
go,
they so. Sleep during the day.
Exactly. Party all night.
So... That's what Dracula was known for, his social life.
He was well known for his social life.
Yeah, I like this song.
I like the bite. Our Transylvanian accents on point.
It's spot on. No, but...
so accurate.
Yo, where was Transylvania... I know Transylvania is fictional, but where in Eastern Europe somewhere?
It's Eastern Europe, like bottom right
so corner. So in the Olympics, the details escaped me, but... Mm. In the Olympics, the Japanese, they were using emojis to describe certain countries. Mm. And they used the Dracula for a specific country that Transylvania could have been in. And they were offended by that.
Wow.
They're like, we got more than just Dracula.
The Japanese give zero fucks.
They give zero fucks. Anyway. I don't know about this. And Nicholas Hoult is supposed to play the lead, but whatever.
Yeah, like, I have no idea where this fits in because this Monsterverse is like
all over the place. I mean, can't.
Yeah, the game is
afoot.
Bombed, but then the Invisible Man with Elizabeth Moss was great.
And that's not even a monster.
Yeah, but he was going to be part of the Monsterverse.
Yeah, but I mean the Monsterverse has like supernatural vibes to it, mm-hmm. and. If you've seen The Invisible Man, that's not the case.
No, exactly. So, but it was still a Universal film through
Blumhouse,
I think.
How would they even tie it into... Yeah, that's the thing.
I think that the Universal one was from the H.G. Wells novel,
yeah.
The Invisible Man, where that guy goes a bitchy psycho because of how painful it is to become invisible, and
yeah,
then
yeah.
he's a bad guy. But I don't know where this is fitting into anything. I don't think the MonsterVerse is a thing anymore.
No.
I don't think any of those actors are contracted for those things. So no. I guess this is a totally new spin-off.
Maybe they saw like the success of The Invisible Man. And then they were like, okay, maybe we should give like people a chance to tell their own versions of this stories or whatever.
I would rather go for that than trying to tie everything together.
Yeah.
And it's the MCU effect, right? Everybody wants these interconnected stories so that you must watch every movie in order to like get to a point.
But as with everything, people get tired of that shit.
And also just rely on your properties, your IPs to
deliver. Just make good movies, maybe. That's it. That's all you have to do.
I don't need it to be connected to something else.
No, I'll watch Nicholas Holt play a fucking guy that Renfield, takes care of Dracula.
Fucking familiar.
Yeah. Fuck it. Okay. We'll see.
We'll see. We don't know when, but we will.
I do like Nicholas Holt also.
He's a good actor.
Is he?
Loved him in Fury Road, man.
And that one where he's a zombie. That comes back to life.
Holt. Zombie.
Zombie.
Zombie. Zombie.
Some Zack Snyder subtlety there. Warm bodies. Warm bodies. Warm bodies.
I'm sorry for anyone listening who's got that song stuck in their head.
Zombie. Anyway, Warm Bodies in 2013.
They have not seen Warm Bodies.
Yeah, you should. It's fine.
I will.
Jordan Peele.
Horror maestro.
Yeah, or his friends call him Jordan Duck Peele.
JP.
He's got a new movie coming out, but the only thing that we have is a poster.
Yeah, that's it.
A poster and title.
And the release date.
Yeah. And stars, which you didn't list in the notes.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
It was in the link.
There's no link
in
the notes.
You didn't want Miro. You didn't want Miro. I linked this shit.
I'm tired of project management apps. Anyway, so Jordan Peele has a new horror movie coming, and it's called Nope.
Nope. That's it.
Nope. And it looks like an Up sequel based on the image. Because it's balloons?
Yeah, it's a really weird... It's just the image. It's like set at nighttime or some shit like that. It's like... in the image, man. I'm looking here.
Oh, the image. The whole movie set at nighttime. Like my goodness.
It's like an It. It balloon, and there's a little town there. Yeah, that's about it. Very exciting cast, though.
Yeah.
For this film. Daniel Kaluuya, who obviously was with him in Get Out, the movie that made Jordan Peele famous.
Yeah.
Kiki Palmer.
I love Kiki Palmer.
And Steven Yeun.
Yep.
So I am very excited for this
film. Yeah, go check out the poster. It's, I'm guessing like the weather kills people.
Yeah. What do you mean?
No, this is not a sequel to The Happening.
But look, Jordan Peele, horror film, even just adding Daniel Kaluuya to that is like more than enough to get people.
I didn't like Us, though.
No, I wasn't a huge Us fan, but Get Out is fucking timeless, bro.
I'm not a fan of Us.
Not a fan of Us either.
But if you are a fan of us, remember to donate. To
sign up for Apple Podcast subscription.
Donate to Jody's bank account.
Nice.
Yeah, so liquor. We'll watch it. We'll watch it.
We will. July 2022.
July 2022. Alicia Vikander.
Mm-hmm. I love Alicia.
I do also love Alicia. Ooh, Donna. Sorry, I just got an SMS. My wife spent money.
Oh, love those. Did she ask your permission?
No, she didn't. Yes. She didn't have my permission. It was we agreed upon it and whatever. It's just it's still a surprise when SMS comes through.
It still hurts.
It's a bit of yeah. Sorry, Alicia. What were we talking about? Alicia Vikander. Yeah, so she has confirmed that Tomb Raider 2 is still happening.
Yeah. People had high hopes for her Tomb Raider film.
That was a solid film.
It was solid, but I think people were like, they wanted to be blown away. And game adaptations at this point are
hard to do, man.
Like, I mean, which really good films have come out from game adaptations, right?
We know which one.
Well, I still haven't gotten it.
Gotten it?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. Let's erase this because that was my responsibility and I didn't give that in the movie.
Anyway. As you said, her Tomb Raider was, I think it was better than Angelina's Tomb Raider. I think it was. She was a much better depiction of that character.
Mm.
She's a brilliant actress as
Love
well.
Her.
And the movie was, I guess, a bit too middling for people. It didn't make a ton of money as much as what they thought it would.
It made enough for a sequel.
Apparently.
So, yeah, I think if they just tweak some things,
mm-hmm.
I think it could be great.
I think so, too.
And we could finally call this the greatest game adaptation.
Yeah. I hope so.
It's so difficult. You're talking about, like, hours and hours of story mm-hmm. condensed into, like, what, 2 hours maximum?
Yeah. But, I mean, it's the same thing as when you adapt a book or a comic book. It's... You are using tons of material and condensing it into like a smaller story.
Yeah, but you are not so engrossed to the point where you can play the lead character and control the lead character. Mm, and stuff.
That's true.
Control decisions, control actions.
Mm.
That's a whole different facet of it.
But I would say over and above that, like the issue I've had is that the movies have just not been good.
Yes.
Like they just haven't.
No, the greatest one was Super Mario Brothers from the 90s.
I love a Luigi.
You're drunk the whole time.
You don't get the more accurate Luigi than John Leguizamo. You know, I'm not gonna lie. I remember watching that movie at the cinema and coming home and being so excited and telling my parents there's going to be a part 2 because that movie ends with Mario.
Yes,
like Koopa's gotten out again, and I was like, yes.
It's like a cliffhanger vibe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a terrible. Have you watched it recently?
No, I won't.
Yeah, it's gonna tarnish the memory that
my memory from my childhood. Was, I will still keep hope that Deadpool's coming out.
Anyway, so we will watch this too.
We will see it.
Gremlins 3.
In surprising news of the day,
I didn't even know what was this happening.
Apparently, the lead actor and this is the kid who from Gremlins 1. As he was in, he's the lead actor in the franchise.
Yeah,
has confirmed that they are working on this, that it's in development. Gremlins 3 is going to happen.
I have one question.
31 years later,
I have one question.
Hmm.
CGI or animatronics?
You gotta go animatronics.
They have to, right?
You've got to. You have to use the exact same animatronics as you had in the last one.
You must. Like, there's no other way. If you wanna hit that crowd, the nostalgia crowd.
Mm-hmm.
You have to give them enough essence of the original movies.
Exactly.
So go animatronic. Look, listen to your brother.
Just listen.
Movie studio who makes Gremlins. If you are going to make a Gremlins 3, use animatronics and practical effects, please.
You cannot make Gizmo.
No.
Into... What must Gizmo do that they need CGI for?
You will be surprised. They will put, they will truck CGI in there. I guarantee you. If anything, at least use a combination.
Yeah.
Like if you wanna show Gizmo running on his own or whatever in a shot, fine, use it there. But when Gizmo's interacting with
it's gotta be a Gizmo.
There must be. Maybe we'll get new Mogwais.
Yeah.
Nizmo.
and the Vin Diesel. Yeah.
Yes. A bald alpha male Mogwai.
Firmly. That's all we can say.
A formal. Yeah. Look, I'm all in as long as it's... Look. Fuck. Also, if they do fuck it up, it's fine. We have the original.
True. The first one came out in 1984 and the second one in 1990. The first question Jenna asked
I watched it on VHS. That means yes. I watched it on VHS.
Yes.
It's old as shit.
Jenna asked me, like, how old is that guy?
No, he's 64. Actor?
He must be, like, close to his 60s, dude.
Let's check it out.
He was a kid in 1984, right, when that movie came out. And then the sequel was 6 years later. I think he was going into the workplace in that one.
Yeah, he must be.
He started like a job or some shit. He's aged, man. You've changed, man.
You're talking about him, yeah, Zach Gilligan. Zach Gilligan. He was born in 1964. He's the same age as Jeffrey Bezos.
You see, he's 50. He's 56, 57.
Jeffrey Bezos.
57's a good time for...
CEO entrepreneur, born in 1964, is Jeffrey Bezos.
I don't know when it's ending.
Do you know, you haven't watched Bo Burnham inside?
No, I haven't.
It's so good, Jody.
No, I haven't seen it yet. I'm saving it.
For what?
I don't know. Better days.
Just watch it.
I'll watch it tonight.
It's so funny and
sad. But only because you insist.
It's so funny and sad at the same time. Because
it's because, like, he locked himself in the house for a year.
He's making fun of the state of the world. And then it's like, oh, this is the state of the world.
Yeah. Reality.
Anyway. Yeah, you're right. I'm sure he looks good.
Well, if that is a recent picture.
No, IMDb is never a recent picture. IMDb is always a nice picture.
The article that I read, they just put a picture of him when he was a child. they took one of those early gremlins pics for him.
He must be gray now.
Izika looks like a gremlin. Nah, I think it was a gremlin.
He doesn't look bad from what I can tell.
Nah, bitch, a gremlin, yeah.
Can he still act? That's the question.
Could he act then?
I don't know.
He was a kid actor in the 80s.
To be fair, I can't remember if he was good or not.
I feel like that. Hell of a drug.
As a child.
He's a good chance.
Gizmo's cute as shit. Oh, man.
Gizmo's legit. Nah, don't show me Baby Yoda and Gizmo. Well, Gizmo's
easy,
the
easy.
Legend,
Baby Yoda, Baby Yoda got a good place in my heart.
Yeah, but Gizmo.
Yeah, Gizmo.
You could feed Baby Yoda anytime. Gizmo, they cut you off, bruh.
That's the rules are
don't
so
throw water
the
on
rules
anymore.
Are so simple with a gremlin.
It's
as
like,
well.
It's two.
It's just two.
Yeah.
Don't get them wet.
And don't feed him after midnight. But now, was that GMT?
I don't know. Yeah, that's right. Does the magic count for time zones?
I don't know. They never explained that. It's an American movie, so.
These are the important questions. Does it count? I mean, if you have 1 year, is it CAT?
You must feed him American time.
Sec, it's time for a review.
The moment you've all been waiting for.
The moment we've all been waiting for.
That's right, because we are part of the family now.
We are Faga invested.
That's right. We have matching tattoos.
Family.
Yeah.
Family tramp stamps.
Family. I've got a Toyota Supra. And Jody's got
a muscle car.
Yeah, no, it's not just anyone. It's the Charger, isn't it? Jody's got a Dodge Charger.
Yeah, with an air intake on the bonnet.
Yeah, mine says family and he says la familia.
Salute.
Salute, ma familia. Contento.
You know.
Sorry if I've offended everyone, but that's the only Spanish I
that's
know.
That's happy music.
For nine.
If you don't know. This is just called for nine, right?
It is for nine, yeah.
It's not Fast and Furious.
No,
nine.
It's just for nine. It's for nine, the Fast Saga. Or is it the Fast Saga presents for nine?
I think they only present Hobbs and Shaw.
That's right. So Tokyo it's for Drift. Nine, the Fast Saga. Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, man.
Dude, you're supposed to do the intro.
Man. If you don't know, we're reviewing for nine. This one is directed by returning superstar director Justin Lin and stars family. Who else?
Yeah, that's all you need to know.
That's all I wrote.
Stars family.
Yo, I don't even know if I need to read what this is about, but here goes anyway. Dom Toretto is living the quiet life off the grid with Letty and his son, but they know that danger is always just over the peaceful horizon. This time, that threat comes from those... Whoa. Okay, wait quickly. Just getting my specs right.
Yo, it's not that...
This time, that threat forces Dom to confront the sins of his past to save those he loves most. His crew soon comes together to stop a world-shattering plot by the most skilled assassin and high-performance driver they've ever encountered, Dom's forsaken brother.
Ooh.
We've never seen a hint of...
Quite quickly, you get into the action, eh?
Yo, it's like...
It's a solid 10 minutes, maybe.
Yeah, it's there's no time to breathe.
No time to breathe. No.
We meet baby Brian, who's named after his still alive uncle.
Yeah.
We meet baby Brian.
Not even uncle by... Yes, it is uncle by uncle. Marriage. Yes. Yeah. He's still alive uncle.
Still alive uncle. We meet baby Brian.
Brian. Hey, and Brian, they're living on a farm or something.
Yeah.
Listen, are we going straight into spoilers?
No, man. We can do a pitchy, straight off the bat. There's no plot. I don't know what the MacGuffin was in this movie.
The MacGuffin was God's eye. No,
God's eye, but worse.
Wait, yeah, it was the same kind of thing. They were after something that can control all the satellites. Yeah, can control
and
all
you
the
can
weapons
and you can point the satellites at whatever you want, and you can obliterate.
Yeah, it's a very similar thing.
Yeah, I felt like this was, in terms of setup for Doomsday Device, this was probably the worst attempt at the place so far, because it was just like, I don't know why it's there.
Yeah.
And this movie, like, as you say, we get thrown right into it, right? Dom and Letty are on the little secluded farm, which apparently doesn't have phones or anything.
No, it's fuck all. They actually have to churn their own butter.
Yeah.
And like generate their own electricity. Yeah. And stuff, or they have oil lamps.
Which was generated through Dom running on the...
but they have a fully functioning garage.
Yeah. You can't not have a garage.
Yeah. Then you got all the tools and others.
Everything is there. Dom's happy. Letty's not. Letty's got cabin fever.
She does have cabin fever. Because remember, she was suffering from amnesia. And she's slowly remembering things.
Yeah.
So to my understanding, when we are introduced to Letty in this movie, she's remembered a bit from the time we last saw her to this. Now she remembers that action-packed lifestyle that she used to live.
Yes. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that, but that actually makes sense as to why
she's...
I think
of sometimes.
You think deep.
I think so deep I put her ass to sleep.
Oh.
Sorry, it's an Ice Cube reference. I wasn't being misogynistic. It's just a reference to a rap song.
Yeah, they just fall out of you.
They really do.
So that makes sense for Letty's like character motivations throughout this film.
Yeah.
The crew comes to fetch them. The crew at this
the
point...
The family, Jody.
Yeah, the family comes to fetch them. The family at this point only consists of Tej, Roman, and Ramsey.
Yeah.
There's no one else.
Three black characters.
Yeah, there's no one else. They live together, apparently.
Yeah, they do.
As one big happy family.
Oh, they at least have a WhatsApp group.
Yeah. But the WhatsApp group does not include Letty and Dom.
No, because they specifically asked not to be on the WhatsApp group.
You know what I love?
Or maybe they were invited and then they just deleted
it. They just left it hanging. I love that Vin Diesel looks to Letty and he's like, "Are you expecting anyone?" And then she's like, "No."
And then
afterwards they say, "There's no phones."
Yeah.
How would she have been expecting anyone?
Well, they still have Telegram, I think.
Yeah,
or letters?
I feel like
mail?
The Telegram app is not useful without the phone, though.
No, I meant like a physical piece of paper Telegram or like a letter or fucking Morse code. I don't know.
Yeah.
And like, "Are you expecting anyone?" And she's like, "No." And he's like, "Yeah, get the guns." And
Brian. And then baby Brian just runs into
Brian must door. Stick back in like a bomb shelter.
He knows how to do very well.
And then they take shotguns. Also, a shotgun would not work properly from that range.
No.
They could easily like just...
Not unless you are Vin Diesel.
That's true.
Okay.
Because he's surgical with that bitch.
So misogynistic.
Talking about the shotgun.
Anyway, they come to fetch him, and the plot of this one is essentially Mr. Nobody had captured Cypher in between movies.
Cypher being Charlize Theron, if you didn't know.
With a new mudroom cut.
I like the mudroom cut.
I hated the mudroom cut.
It's way better than white people's dreadlocks.
It's better than the dreadlocks, but that's just like, that's a comparison. Overall, it's still a terrible haircut.
Yeah, but we only see in this context. I actually quite like it, I must be honest.
Okay.
I think it's good.
You like a good mushroom.
I love mushrooms.
I love mushrooms in pasta.
Yeah,
portobello. Don't like it on the head.
Portobello, baby.
Cypher was captured and has now been freed, and the crew has got to get involved.
Yeah.
Because Mr. Nobody doesn't trust nobody. He only trusts the crew.
He only trusts street racers.
Yeah, that's it. They are the crew.
The family.
Watch them shine.
And then, they find out that it's Dominic's long-lost brother, John Cena.
Super
I couldn't
spy.
See him in this role.
No.
But because of the resemblance, it makes
Uncanny.
Sense now. Yeah.
I think the very first time we saw the trailer, we commented on that uncanny resemblance. And I must say this, I love
they
the
reference
self,
it in
the
movie.
Self-referential joke where Charlize points out to John Cena that Nordic chin.
Yeah.
The Toretto bloodline doesn't have that Nordic chin.
Yeah, yeah. It's, she points out that like, I don't know if she was implying like the father was a jeweler or something.
That was a twist that I was expecting.
That he was, okay, I see, that he
I
had
a different
long-lost brother that maybe Dom didn't know about.
A different Pepe.
Yeah, yeah. No, a different mama.
I thought Jacob.
Different mama.
No, different Pepe.
But that's not his brother.
No, if it's from the same mama.
because of the patriarchy, if you have the same mother, then it's a half brother.
Yeah.
But if you have the same father, then it's your brother.
Okay.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
But that's because of the patriarchy.
Okay. I don't think that way. The patriarchy doesn't influence me like that.
Well, it should.
No. I go offsies, bruh. Either off or full. Nothing in between.
Anyway, I thought she was implying that Dom's dad was a Jola, and
I thought again that the twist was gonna be he's not a Toretto.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
a Cornetto.
Yeah. So
and
still
that
same.
Is how they connected with Edgar Wright's universe.
Exactly, Baby Driver. He can drive. He's
family.
So okay, look, this movie, as I said earlier, the plot is. Yo, I feel like the plot has never meant as little to a Fast and the Furious movie as it does in this one.
Nothing matters.
Nothing matters anymore. Nothing. I will say that it is super refreshing to have Justin Lin back, though.
I guess, but I
actually felt his presence in this movie.
Inside you.
Mm.
I wished it was better.
I think we all did.
Yeah, I because with Justin Lin returning, I thought it would be a better quality film.
Mm. So
the action's really slick.
It's there. The action is there. It's mad, but what I liked that I thought was lacking in The Lost Two was that Justin Lin takes lots of moments to really ground the movie.
Yeah.
So and it's not like it doesn't feel like just slowing down for slowing down's sake, but it's like kind of grounding the movie in the relationships of the characters. Which the last two films just like, fuck it, we're in Dubai, now we're going to Italy, now we're going to Brazil, now we're going to here.
Mm.
It just felt like jumping.
They were kind of jumpy here too.
For no sake. Like it's just, they're just moving around all
the time. Yeah, well they have to follow the MacGuffin.
Yeah, it's always moving.
Yeah, constantly.
But this time around I felt like he tried to get more of the stuff that made his films good.
Mm.
Which was that aspect of family.
Yeah.
Family. You know, them acting, them being together, yeah. Being reflective.
Did you think the family level was higher in this one?
Than 8 and yeah, 7, yeah. Yes. I felt that was higher. There was a lot more emphasis
because
on those things.
Yeah, the villain was actual family.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah.
So it was like double family.
Exactly. With also flashback family.
Yeah, flashback family. Because this is the origin story.
Of Dom.
Kind of Dom, yeah.
Yeah. So we start off with the Universal logo from the, what is that,
90s? 80s? I don't know
it was
how
the old,
old
one.
They're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Because that like was a full-blown adult that was playing young Dom Toretto. What's the timeline, yeah?
Can I fact check
you? You can say
can
whatever you want.
You because
yes,
Jenna's question was, how old is Dom?
Yes. That is what I was thinking.
I looked it up and Dominic Toretto was born... He's supposed to be 50-something at this point.
Oh, my goodness.
He was born in like...
1964. He's Jeffrey. <Something like that>. Jeffrey Bezos.
He was born in something like the late 60s, early 70s, right?
What?
Now, they very specifically show us that the time where the accident happened that killed Dom's dad
okay.
was like, what, 84 or something?
I did not pay attention.
They give us a date.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But the dates make no sense. That literally makes no sense.
I love it. I
it's
love
like
it.
If you then connect the other movies in there.
Yeah, it doesn't no, make... How, so makes how old sense. Do they think, Dominic?
Oh, I don't think they care.
No, but once they establish this, like how old is he supposed to be now that they established like the 84 thing?
I think the only purpose... Of, I don't
because
even
he's
know
a full-blown adult then in 84.
But he goes to juvie, right? Yeah. He doesn't go to... I don't think he goes to jail there.
Is that but I'm supposed to be under 18?
I think he's supposed to be... He's supposed to be like 13 or some shit.
No.
Yeah, I looked it up. I'm serious. Like,
okay.
Let's
look at the character that plays him.
Just check his age. I'm going to tell you what Dom's age is. This really... It bothered Jenna. So, Dominic Toretto is 40 as of the 8th film. He was born 1976, August 29, 1976. He's a Virgo.
Okay, thanks for that. I don't care.
In case you were wondering.
Because
so, if he was born in 1976, that means that first flash forward, the first flashback, which I think was in 89, when the father died, means that Dom was 13 years old.
No, man. Because there's two younger Doms.
Yeah.
There's the Dom when his father was killed, and then there's an even younger Dom. Mm. So the younger Dom is played by his actual son.
For real?
Yeah.
Ah.
Vincent Sinclair.
Nice.
Because that is Vin Diesel's actual name.
Uh-huh.
And it makes sense that he would be such a narcissist that he would name his son the exact same name as himself.
Of course.
I always feel like juniors are always like because their fathers were narcissists.
Nepotism, yeah. Bruh. It's, but it's also it's nepotism. Like we keep talking about.
But Hollywood it's funny nepotism. Because he's credited at Vincent Sinclair Diesel.
Oh, nice.
But Vin Diesel's government name is Sinclair. So he's got like, he also inherited his father's stage name.
Do you know what? Charlie Sheen, he did the same thing.
Yeah.
Charlie and Martin Sheen, they are actually Estevez, like Emilio.
Yes.
But Charlie Sheen because of Martin Sheen.
Yeah, because you can't, it was harder for Latin.
Yeah, Cubanos couldn't break through. But Emilio did.
Who?
Emilio Estevez.
Sí.
Sí. Sí. How do you not know Emilio?
No, I know, but you talk so fast and I'm reading at the same time.
Multitask, bro. You've got 2 ears and 2 eyes.
Who the hell is this, bro? Ozuno Santos.
Yeah, he's the two men, the two guys, the two guys. He's Donald Mars.
Vinny Bennett.
Yeah.
He's born 1992.
So, 29.
What? You telling me a 29-year-old man was playing a 13-year-old?
I think so. But I don't think he's the, like, in the story, I don't think he's 13 in that scene. Like, they are portraying him as older.
Yeah.
But they've forgotten Dom's when he was born.
Wow. We are focusing way too much on this.
That's what I think.
I know. But it's such a big thing.
It really bothered
Let's circle back.
As well.
Let's circle back to this.
Park it for now.
Yeah.
We'll park it.
Thanks.
We'll have a breakout room for that later.
Let's take this offline. No, but it's a big deal.
It really doesn't make sense
at all. Yeah.
It really doesn't make sense.
So we're still at the beginning of the film.
We're still at the beginning. The plot really makes zero
sense.
It
doesn't, yeah.
It's totally unrelated to anything. In fact, I couldn't even keep up with what the plot was supposed to be.
No, I struggled as well.
The one thing that we were all hyped for, and that we'll probably discuss more in the spoilers, obviously, is that Han returns. And this was revealed in trailers. But, I mean, even just getting to that point, I don't quite know what was happening for us to get there.
Yeah, they didn't truly explain it. There was a lot it's a secret. Oh, I don't want to go into spoilers. They give a reason, but it wasn't fully fleshed out.
No.
It was a little bit tacked on and it was hurried and it was like, okay, we had to explain why he's doing
and
this.
And I think, and this is something that I heard in other reviews of the film, is that people feel like the least amount of effort was made to explain shit.
Yep.
Like in other movies, like fault them as much as you want, but they made an effort to explain whatever dumbass things
something,
they were doing.
Something like illogical bullshit. Yeah. At least making an effort.
But in this one, it was just like fuck it. It's whatever. He's there.
It's become self-aware.
No, we cannot die.
There's a fine line between like thinking that your audience is like in on the joke to like you know servicing the story and stuff. Like it's a you can. You can't take liberties because you know people expect a certain kind of ridiculousness.
Yeah, because it's part of the franchise.
In the same time, you still have to ground it. You still have to explain things properly. Han returning, that was like a fan service thing.
Yes.
So make a big deal out of
exactly.
it. Give a proper reason.
Exactly.
Give some fucking chutzpah with
yeah.
it.
Yeah, no.
No.
Just no.
No.
I see your point. Yeah. No.
No.
Corporate feels that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That was very frustrating.
What did you think of the action overall?
Fun action scenes. I mean, the big magnet stuff is obviously like a new draw here. The space aspect as well. That's again been teased in all the trailers.
Okay. Let me ask this in a different way.
Mm.
How many times did you go? Nah.
Quite a few times. one of the notes that I wrote down is that bonnets are apparently really soft.
That's
you can catch anything with a bonnet.
As long as they don't eat tar or concrete.
That's fine.
They'll be fine. They can hit moving metal.
At any speed. The faster the better, in fact. You won't bounce.
No, you won't bounce.
You will gently land and you will...
It's like landing on a bed.
I feel like I'm going to sleep on my bonnet tonight.
Yeah.
I've been having some neck problems.
Yeah, eat a Gatsby on it while you're on it. Little cabana. So it was ridiculous for me, a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of times when I was like, yeah, no, you're pushing it now.
And
we spoke about this the last review before the last film.
Yeah. This I was
worse.
Already like feeling as
this
though.
This is worse.
Like, yo, guys, do you know what's a small thing that I feel is even now making less sense. Like, previously, they had the backing of a government, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, wherever they go, they've got cars, they've got tech,
money,
they've got this.
Yeah.
This time around, they didn't have anything. They had family.
No. Okay. We don't know the net worth of the family.
That's the point. We don't. Mm-mm. But wherever they go, they've got jets, they've got cars waiting for them, yes. They've got computers that they can apparently sacrifice if they
yeah,
need
but
to.
I feel like that they can couple all this crap. Like they got
how
Brasa
much coupling can you do, man? Do they even really have
they've
Brasa?
Got Brasa in every country, in every fucking
wherever they
place.
Go, it's like they didn't always have Brasa. It's like they go somewhere and it's like you're gonna have to dice me for it.
Yeah.
And then they dice.
Oh, they pink slip. The thing with every dice that they have, with every race, they win respect.
Mm.
And that respect creates a friend for life.
And now they've got that friend which creates a couple.
That's right. And with all the dicing all over the world, they now have a corporation of coupling that they can get anything
a
they
corporate
want.
Couple.
Coupling cooperator.
Oh, I wish I could have seen the hand actions on that.
Yeah, it boggles my mind as well. I did think about, like, how much money do they actually have, like, as a group?
Because they had a finite amount, remember?
They were heisters, remember?
And from Brazil, from that Brazil thing where they got the case, it's like everyone's getting about 20 million.
Yeah.
Then they went on a mission, and a mission, and a mission. And Tej already, or Roman didn't have money left after, like...
No, because he's an irresponsible twat, that's why.
What did you think of new contemplative, reflective Roman?
No, man.
You don't like it?
I don't like it.
You are hard to please. Because when Roman is being bombastic and when he's being difficult, you don't like him. Now when he's being thoughtful,
okay,
you
I can,
don't like
I can
him.
Say this. He made better decisions in this film.
He did. But the plot armor at this
they
point
references.
Is...
They reference
he it. He references
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he's like, oh my word. Because... When that scene happened, that scene where he's encircled by men with machine
like
guns.
15 or 20 people.
All angles.
Yeah.
And they're opening automatic fire on him.
And everyone misses.
Yeah, everyone misses.
And he kills them like one bullet per person.
And then I was sitting and I'm like, okay, that's fucking bullshit. And then he says, yo, like, I can't believe it. Like, we're supposed to be dead, but nothing happens to us.
Do you know what I didn't like about that scene?
What?
The rest of them just left him.
Yeah, they
just like...
because they know he's the worst one.
Roman falls down those stairs there and they just like die. It's all right.
Yeah.
They just left.
Because they want him to die.
They just left him.
He's
cack. Like,
he's
oh, cack. Fuck, yeah, he comes again. It's like, you know when you used to play like cricket in the road or soccer or whatever, no? And there's that one lighty that you don't want to play with, man.
But he lives close, so he's...
Yeah, but then you're like, okay, you're going to go play by someone else's house.
Yeah.
And then you look behind you, and that bra followed you. That's Roman.
Oh, he's the
you
one.
You can't get rid of him.
He's the lighty with the... He's the only lighty with the ball.
And you must let him play. Oh.
Yeah, I agree with him. They should let him die.
But he doesn't.
Fuck, man.
Omkrijt, bro.
You know, a part of me had a hope that one of the main cast dies.
Not with two movies left. Yes. All we're going to see is comebacks. But, and this is, I guess it's not a spoiler, because Brian is still alive in the universe, right?
Okay.
Do you want to do the spoiler thing?
Yes, there's so much I want to discuss now. So, overall, a lot of fun, but I would say less fun than the previous film because of how ridiculous they made it. Pushed it a little bit too far.
I again felt more content than with the previous one.
Maybe because of the you know, the meta references and so
maybe
that made it a bit more palatable.
I felt like I watched it, I got upset at the stupid shit, but I didn't not like it as much as I disliked part 8.
Okay.
Put it that way.
Okay.
Like, I enjoyed it more than 8, but it's not anywhere close to the peak of the series,
five and six. Yeah.
Like, it's not anywhere close to
that level. Yeah, it's way, way more inferior than that.
Mm.
Okay, spoilers.
Oh, it hits you.
I know, I love it.
It hits you deep.
On your uran. Okay, spoilers is when I can actually look at my notes because then I'm like, okay, now I can look at the shit that I wrote. when we realized that Dom, he wants to live in peace, I said, Dom doesn't want to go fast anymore.
But Letty does.
Letty does.
My,
yeah.
My note on that point was, who's this new Tisha?
Okay.
Because Tisha is just like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm self-suicidal, man.
Yeah, yeah. She's a bitchy tight. Eh?
Your explanation made sense,
yeah.
But that does not explain at any
no,
point.
No, no, no. Yeah, but
if,
again, we are closer to these characters than you think because of the time we put in. So I'm like seeing it as when she was brainwashed, her memories and experience and stuff were kind of paused,
mm-hmm.
and now it's all like coming back
yeah.
to her. So that,
but not all at
not,
once.
They're not in the same places. They should essentially break up
yeah.
because they're not in the same place
and then,
as
like,
a couple.
In a few years, she can come back.
Yeah, she has to, you know, have more life experience. Mm-hmm. Brian is a babysitter. Now we're talking about Brian.
Yeah.
And I don't believe that Brian would be in that situation where he would babysit and let his fucking wife go in Buckley.
So I this is the same discussion I had with Jenna, and I told her that, you know, when I listen to myself talking about it, it sounds sexist because you're like, well, why can't Mia go do it? Because
it's,
you
not
know,
sexist if you base it on what we've seen.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, the established characters in this universe.
Oh yeah.
It's like, whenever would Brian just like be fine with sitting with the kids?
Mm.
Also, on that note, Dom or Letty didn't know where their baby was.
No.
Apparently. After they both went on mission.
How is that possible?
And then at some point they're like, your child's with the best babysitter in the world. He's with Brian.
He's godfather.
And we're like,
what?
How?
Just kill the character.
So that's the thing. They've got to. At
they
this
have
point,
to, yeah.
I know that no one wants to do it.
Mm.
Because it's so, like, horribly sad how all of that played out with Paul Walker.
Yeah.
In story, you've got to kill
him. You gotta kill
you
him.
You are not gonna, there's no logical way that you can keep him around and not have him on screen.
Yeah.
And somehow expect it to be believable.
Mm.
When the entire franchise is built around him and Dom.
Yeah.
As much as there's family, Brian and Dom are the main characters of the story.
100%. And
I, in fact, when I saw the trailers, I thought that the Mia being there means that they went after Brian.
Yeah.
And I thought that's a good thing. You guys have got to do this at some point.
Yeah.
So I thought it's like they went after Brian. Mia's like, fuck this.
Yeah, but you're right. With two sequels left, I don't think they would do that. And that's also a problem. That we know there's two sequels coming, mm-hmm. and it's like, okay, now you're telling the story in this way and this way, and you plan certain things because you have fucking 4 more hours to tell story.
Exactly.
But make some big moves now already.
They
man.
Have to.
Like, do to. Something crazy to get people like, holy shit.
Yeah. So maybe we should go on to the next thing that we both got that I thought was a Mursa cop-out.
Yeah. I wasn't happy to see the Tokyo Drift cast.
Like,
is that what you're talking about?
Well, it's not that I wasn't happy to see them.
I wasn't happy to see them.
But the version of them that they brought into
so
this movie.
Dumb.
It's like Laurel and Hardy.
Mm.
Like, what was the point of those
so
characters?
Dumb. It's so dumb.
So these guys have gone from street races. And what's his name?
Powerhouse.
No, Lucas Black's character.
Yeah, Mr. Black.
Mr. Black. He's gone from being the best, like, drifter in Tokyo to...
A white man.
Yeah. He beat Donkey Kong. He's gone from that to whatever the fuck this is.
Like a fucking a group of fumbling scientists like bumbling trying to strap
pools.
A fucking rocket to a
yeah.
corn cock.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't have that, like, you know, that noise-making thing
yeah.
and, like, why I order and then smacking each other and, like, you know, oh, did you just hit me on the head? And then they smacked the wrong guy.
Yeah.
They were, like, that much from doing that.
What's that song? That sound that they're like stupid. I didn't get it. But I'm glad they weren't in the movie for long.
Yeah, but look, I putting them in the trailer and stuff, I was like, okay, they're gonna try and incorporate these characters into the story properly because
yeah.
they also form part of Han's
yeah, yeah.
as a part of Han's story that's important.
Yeah.
And I was hoping, because that was Justin Lin's first introduction
yeah
to the
that
series,
they were gonna to flesh them
that
out
that he'd do justice
yeah,
to them
yeah you're right, it was cack.
Like, no,
I just didn't like Bow Wow.
Yo, Bow Wow, woof,
it's trash,
horrible.
It's fucking trash.
I mean, I don't think he's practiced much acting in between.
No, he's well, he's most, no, like I said, he acts rich in
yeah.
real life
yeah
and gets caught out quite
yeah.
often.
Actually, you're in economy.
Helen Mirren finally got to drive in this one.
She insisted on it, apparently.
Yeah, she should. She should fucking get
Did you know who they want to get for 10 and 11 to play her husband?
Meryl Streep.
Your other favorite actor.
Who's this?
Not Meryl Streep. It's Meryl Streep playing Mike O'Kane.
Mike O'Kane is Mike O'Kane.
They want, that's the class plan. That's what cool. They that's are cool. aiming for.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be fun. We thought we were rid of the skinny bum parties, but there was a classy skinny white dress party in this one.
Yeah. Also, introducing the best new character in the franchise. What's her full name? Khadisha?
No. So, her sister's name is Hennessy.
Mm-hmm.
Hennessy Catalina or something like that.
Okay.
Which is an alcohol. And they used to call her Bacardi as a joke.
Okay.
So, she called, sort of flipped that to Cardi B.
Ah.
And that became her thing, Cardi
okay.
B.
Okay. My dad liked J&B.
I don't know why I know
My
that.
Dad liked J&B, so he was going to call me J&B. But then I was going to go by BJ, man.
That is a smart move on your part. Yeah, you would have had an amazing school life, my friend. So, another stupid, useless cameo.
Yeah, I don't know. And apparently she's going to be in the next two
I didn't even know what she said.
No.
He referenced something and I was like, who is that?
Yeah. She was something Someone's to do with Helen Mirren's character.
Fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Bad guys find them very easily.
Always.
Why?
I don't know.
I thought they were going to reveal that one of them has a tracker or something in them. Mm. Like the bad guys find them like that.
Yeah. They must can't do the... They've already done the twist twice of like one of the bad guys was working for them.
Yeah, they can't do it again.
So they've given up
but
on
that. But who's to say that they won't?
Yeah.
Oh, that was... we actually covered it, but funnily enough, Jody and I think alike quite often. In my notes, I did write the question, are you happy with Han's death explanation?
Fuck no. I really... had high expectations because of Justin Lin's return.
Yeah.
And I felt that he's going to take care to make it at the very least, somewhat believable explanation.
And he didn't.
Nope.
Waste of time.
They didn't even try. So, apparently, I'm not quite sure if I understood correctly.
Yeah.
But that was a hologram created by Mr. Nobody in the car?
Yes, to my understanding.
From which point?
From the corner that he was standing.
No, I mean...
Oh,
from which point was it a hologram?
I think while the car was flipping.
Okay.
Because then he did some flips. Lahan must have done some flips while the car was flipping. And flipped out of the car.
You've been watching way too much gymnastics on the Olympics.
Simone Biles did out of the car. That's the only place.
And look, Jen legitimately asked me this. She was like... was that supposed to be a hologram from, like, the garage?
Because no, it couldn't have been.
I get that. But in the same breath, when else was supposedly getting out of that
I
car?
I think you're going to break your fucking brain if you think about it.
And I mean, if you think about this more, so the explanation given to us is that Mr. Nobody had met Han at some point and had, in fact, been working with Giselle as well.
Yeah.
And they were actually in cahoots with him. And when Han found out about Shaw coming after him, they planned this fake-out death.
Yeah.
But none of that makes sense, especially if you take into account all the other caca Han was catching on in Tokyo Drift.
Oh, my God.
So, no, that was just...
They're going to have to explain the explanation.
Yeah. Also, very pertinent question. Did Han train that girl to fight?
I also asked
because
that.
Because Han's fighting abilities have been proven to be...
terrible.
Very bad.
Yeah, compared to the others. Mm. Even fucking Tyrese.
Yeah.
He's a worse fighter than Tyrese.
Yeah. Because Tyrese at least does badass shit in this movie.
Yeah, and this girl is doing full on kung fu.
Amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Han was...
Naiman. Naiman. Wait. Jacobs? Coffee is working with this other mentor. This weird rich
kid. The Star Wars... the son of a...
son of a... bitch.
Son of a statesman.
He's the son of a rich person, and they're working together, and then they have Charlie's throne in a box.
Yeah.
Where does she go to the bathroom?
She doesn't.
Oh.
She puts the mushroom cut upside down.
Oh.
She takes the buck off her head.
In the buck. Okay. Okay, so that you answered my question. Let me just tick that.
Just like a note.
Awesome. Answer that. And then the points where I had issue with why, how far they've pushed it is that Dom is just a superhero now.
Yeah. He goes into full Samson mode. Eh?
He like, jumps with reckless abandon also, in general, in the movie. Just launches himself off anything, and he knows he's going to land on a bonnet.
Yeah.
But there's a scene where he has to, for no reason, he could have locked the door behind him, I'm sure.
Yes, there was time.
Yeah, they were being chased through this thing, and he had to follow Letty, but then he decided, no, he's going to sacrifice himself. And he's like, he closes the door, and he fights.
Yeah.
He literally fights off like 20 guys.
30 people, 30 all on him at once. And he pushes them away. So, two things I love in that scene. One, he's doing everything just so that Letty can get away. And Letty's like, nah, I gotta watch this.
No, Letty wants to watch him die. Yeah.
The whole thing.
She stays
Letty's
there.
Like all that kids at school that want to see the fight during break time. She's watching that whole thing play out. And then, after Dom, like, does the whole Samson thing and pulls the whole building down on top of himself.
With no hair.
With no hair.
Yeah, because as you know, Samson, his power was in his hair.
Yeah. Dom
doesn't need that.
Yeah. Pulls that whole building down, falls into the water, then he has a 20-minute dream sequence.
So are you telling me that whole thing, that whole scene, the Samson scene, let's call it, was just to set up the dream sequence?
I think so. Because then in the dream sequence, he CSIs the shit out of all of his memories, right? And he figures out, oh, that's what actually happened here with my brother. Oh, that's what actually happened at that moment.
You're telling me all these years, he did not once think about that.
No. He needed that building to fall on him. That water temperature was also just right for like introspection. In his defense.
Fucking rubbish. I'm sure when Diesel was just like, yo, I need a scene where I fight like 30 dudes and like fucking break shit. And they're like, cool, let's try and work this into the story. And just like jam it.
Yeah. Just get it in there.
Because he could have just fallen asleep somewhere.
He could have, and he would have had the same dream.
Exactly.
In fact, in Fast 4, he didn't even need to fall asleep. No. He CSI'd that whole thing while awake when he figured out how Letty died. So CSI abilities are...
Oh my word, he should work for the fucking NYPD.
Yeah, sure, there's a lot of issues.
That scene was ridiculous. I was laughing at how fucking stupid that was. Also, Francis Ngannou's in the film.
Yeah, I actually Googled to make sure that's him.
I did too, because I looked at him,
and I was like, no, is that Francis Ngannou?
I thought Dom was going to fight Ngannou.
Yeah, but also Ngannou would have been like, you want to make this guy look like he beats me?
No, I don't think he has the power yet.
No.
He does not control the universe.
No.
So when I saw Ngannou, I thought, okay, Dom is going to fight him. And the whole thing is like, Dom is going to take like the biggest punch from Francis Ngannou. And he's like, just going to eat it and be like, you can't beat me. I've got the power of family. Yeah. That's what I thought was going to happen. And then that was such a letdown.
Yeah, because they just kicked him out of the thing.
Yeah. The man with the strongest punching power in the UFC. And they just kick him out of the back of a van.
Yeah. Got another plot issue for you.
Okay. Hit me.
Why was the rocket on a Pontiac Fiero? As opposed to just being a jet.
Yeah, I don't know. What were they trying to do again?
In the beginning, like the Stooges.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. The rocket is on the car. Nah?
Yeah.
And there's a jet.
Yes.
And the jet is flying.
Yeah.
And the rocket's going. And I don't know why.
Did they just want to make a car faster than a jet?
Yeah.
But you're right. Why a Pontiac Fiero? I mean, they are literally, like, if they have access to rockets, right? They can literally build like a concept car at least.
Yeah.
And strap the rocket, build the whole thing, and just have a sleep. Like
a space where it fits.
Yeah, yeah.
No, they've used the Pontiac Fiero. Also, I don't know what the steering wheel does. I see Roman moving it. Yeah, I know.
And it's like, it was funny because like I imagined him like turning it and it had like rudders in space. But the rudders don't do anything.
They don't do much. There's not much air moving through them.
Because there wasn't even, you know, on shuttles in space.
Yeah.
The rockets, there's those little rockets.
Yeah.
The ones that will shoot you.
It's gas that shows you.
They didn't even have that. No. They just had the boosters at the back and the steering wheel. Like the wheels turn.
Yeah.
No problem.
No.
Fucking hell. You're cack stupid, my bro.
Yeah.
And as you know, whenever they invite a popular villain, someone's home.
Yo, she don't even knock me, bro.
She come in full mass.
She bought sunglasses.
She bought plants too.
Yes. Everyone knows the payment that went off.
That's true. I saw the payment. I discussed it on the podcast.
Don't let her shut you up like that. Hashtag not in my house.
I said my wife was swiping my card again. anytime they bring in a character that has an actor that's popular, especially if they're a villain, what do they do? They make him a good guy.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what they did with John Cena.
Yeah. Although, in Dom's defense, he tried to get him to fuck off.
No, he did.
He was like, here's the keys.
Yeah.
With family. Family, fuck off.
Because you're family, you get a 10-second car.
Yeah. He didn't really want him.
No. But you know he's going to come back.
Yeah.
And he's going to be a good guy and he's going to fight with Dom. And him and Dom and Sean. What is Brewster's character name?
Brewster?
Yeah, Jordana. Jordana Brewster.
Mia.
Him and Dom. And Dom, Jacob and Mia, they're going to have an actual family fight.
Yeah. It's going to be a Toretto spin-off.
The three of them are going to be like the Powerpuff Girls and fucking fight. The evil family.
Yes.
How have they not created the big bad like a Thanos?
Mm.
But he's like a cipher. Like a patriarch or matriarch.
Mm.
And there's an evil family versus the good family.
Mm.
That should have been built by now.
Do you know what I thought was going to happen?
What?
In line with actually what you were doing. So I thought that Jacob is not actually going to be from the same dad. And I thought that Michael Rooker's character, who was such a like smallish character, is actually Jacob's dad.
Mm.
And that's why he'd raised him after Jacob had to run away.
Okay.
And then he was going to be revealed as like someone who hates the Toretto's because of whatever.
Michael Rooker was also fucking wasted, yeah.
He was. Listen to your brasser. That's a better plot.
Yeah, bro, we can write. Listen. Vin Diesel. I'm going to contact Vin Diesel on Facebook.
He'll put us in the movie. But we have to wear vests. We don't wear vests.
No, I don't look good in a vest.
I'm in vest shape, but I'm not going to lie.
It's going to be cuck, man. Oh, wow. Also, when they were chasing that truck.
You know that truck is their kryptonite. Trucks are their kryptonite.
They couldn't shoot the tires? One.
Yeah, from the first movie, remember? I told you, trucks are their kryptonite.
Trucks are their kryptonite. And then, like you know Vin Diesel's going to jump from things to things.
Mm.
In the end, everybody's jumping from everything.
Oh, yeah. And everyone's catching everyone with bonnets.
Everyone is Simone Biles.
Yeah.
Doing fucking...
Simone Biles shit.
Back Simone Biles shit.
Uh-huh.
And none of them are quitting for their mental health.
Yeah.
Which they should do.
Their mental health was under strain. Keeping up
I was
that
like club. Ridiculous. And then, you know, they send the two black men to space.
Yeah.
And I think that was just to get rid of them.
Well, and this is like, again, question Jenna asked. Why didn't they just use a remote? Like, could they not have just sent a remote-controlled rocket into space?
No, it wouldn't work with the idea. It wouldn't work with the idea.
Of a Pontiac.
No, of sending... Because that whole idea was birthed from the ridiculousness of it, of the whole franchise. And they're like, the only logical next place they could go is space.
Yeah.
So they had to send actual family members to space.
This backs my theory of where the series is going to end.
But there's racism there. If you look hard enough.
Because
they send the black guys to space because they're the most expendable.
Yeah. They're the ones that we can afford to lose.
Exactly.
And we need actual family members.
And I say kill them. I say go for it. Go big or go fucking home. It doesn't have to be the black guys that you kill, but kill someone.
Yeah. No, they're not killing no one.
Yo, it's cock irritating.
You know where the series is going to end up, eh? You remember what I told you?
Nuclear, the whole world.
In hell.
Oh, yes.
Dom
has to find the devil, We'll see. Fingers crossed.
Holding up.
Charlize Theron is also wasted, but I feel like they're building her up to...
She's like the Thanos, basically.
After all that, Dom's vest wasn't even that dirty.
No, it was
Did you see?
Spotless, yeah.
Like, what does he use? Baking soda and vinegar.
No, man. Vanish. He sprays Vanish on it before
does he pre-vanish?
He pre-vanish.
That pre-vanish, what is it called? Abby, you involved now?
No. You here?
You in my fucking office.
Yo. Yo.
This yo. Landlord is dear in name,
bro. And she's using your card.
Using my card. Using my card.
Cucking us out.
Anyway, so he pre-vanishes his vest.
He pre-vanishes the plot. He pre-vanishes the vest.
Okay. Easy of bang.
Yeah.
Nice one, Abby. Thank you. Okay, let me just tick that. Plant all off my list.
Vanish.
And then, where is Leo?
They showed him in Kitty Jail. Leo and...
No.
And Santos.
At the barbecue.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, they said, they explained, Leo started his own restaurant.
Yes, but my question is...
In real life.
Yes.
I don't know.
Did he have an argument with Vin Diesel?
Probably. That's probably why.
That's the only... Because remember, they bring all the family back.
For no reason, yeah.
They bring everyone back.
Including Bri.
Why was he not there?
Can I tell you what I like?
I was going to talk to the listener.
You can tell him before I...
If you know this, write in the Vice Crown. Tell us. Because I gave it a solid googs.
And
I couldn't
find about Leo.
I couldn't find anything.
He's not important enough.
That's true. He's not enough of a...
Yeah, and he doesn't speak English, so people don't care.
Ah, so, ¿por qué? Esta, la está la biblioteca. ¿Cómo estás? Mm. Nachos grande.
Do you know what I liked?
What?
I love how everyone upskills between movies.
No, but that's been...
Mia couldn't fight at any point.
Mia is a straight up,
you know, like
master
in,
now.
In the time of COVID, we've all tried to upskill, right?
That's true.
We've all tried to find ways to improve. Mia is a black belt now, apparently.
In what?
Fighting.
You get street fighting black belts now.
Yes, bro. Nice. Did you see that moves?
Mia is there.
They always work hard. Letitia is now psychotic and she's a biker now. She doesn't drive cars anymore.
Yes.
She's now a motorbiker. That was explained.
That's true. They didn't say, because usually only bad guys drive the bikes.
The three stooges became rocket scientists and don't care about drifting anymore.
No.
Because it's a forgotten art, you know?
Wow.
So there's a lot of upskilling, man. I just like when people improve.
They're just trying to make themselves better.
And they've done it.
They have done it. They've made themselves so much better that the shadiest government institution contacts them.
When shit goes bad. Yeah. Speaking of shady government institutions, where is Mr. Nobody?
He's nowhere.
Did he die?
He's nowhere.
Mr. Nobody.
Maybe it was a hologram all along.
I thought they're going to like... Wasn't the point of like the crash thing?
No, I think Kurt Russell said fuck this.
But it's not explained in any way and no one cares. No one cares. It's like they go to the site and he's not there and he's not with Jacob.
Yeah, that's true.
Where is he?
Yeah, pit.
he's like, no one cares about where
he is. Nah, but I don't know. But again, there's so many answers that they give or whatever that just, it just makes no sense and there's nothing there.
And they just don't care.
Okay, at the end, there's a scene where the extra scene. So Han visits Shaw.
Mm. The post credits.
Yeah. Who's in the punching bag?
I don't know. I thought, I don't know if it was relevant or not.
It should be relevant.
I guess. But also, if they hyped this movie up with the hashtag Justice for Han.
And they didn't give justice
and
for
Han. They did not even reference.
They meant Justice for Han in the He's next alive. Movie.
Justice for Han, you alive.
Yeah. Justice for Han, just now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now. Fast now.
Yeah, because that also wasn't addressed properly. But they couldn't bring Shaw. So Jason Statham is still on good terms with Vin Diesel. Right?
Clearly. Because it looks like they're going to bring him back.
So he will be involved in both at least.
Yeah.
But I want to know
which will make Hobbs.
I thought for sure you would know who's in the punching bag.
No, I couldn't figure it out. I just like, I saw him beating the bag. That's a fun scene. I mean, he's beating the bag and then there's a guy in it.
Yeah.
And he talks to the guy and then Han knocks at the door. He's like,
oh, shit.
What's happening?
Yeah.
I had no idea who that is.
Yo. It was a ride.
Maybe it's the truck driver from part one.
Ooh.
Revenge. They're finally beating him.
They finally
the
got
the guy
him.
With the DVDs in his, in his truck.
All those DVD players.
Worth hundreds of rands.
It was still cock stupid there. From the beginning, this shit is like, yo, what do you say? Because you expected this. Mm-hmm. But even though they gave me kind of what I expected, I was still disappointed with it.
I will say that I watched it and I was like, okay. And then the next day, I like thought about how I felt. And I was like, you know what? I'm okay with all of these plot holes, with all of the like non-explanations.
Yeah, but I mean, the plot holes, it's like driving in India, my bro. It's just everywhere.
Those are pot holes.
Oh, is that? It's not the same thing.
No.
Oh, my whole life is a lie.
Plot hole page. with all those issues, I still enjoyed this movie more than I enjoyed 7 and 8.
Nah, I would say this is worse than 8.
Better than...
No, 7 is still the best.
No, you don't like 7 the best.
Who do I like the best?
6 or 5.
5.
Yeah. You need to go re-listen.
I can't remember.
It's 5 or 6.
And Alzheimer's 5 is
the safe. 5 is the safe.
Okay. So 5, 6 and 7... those are great. Five being the best. Seven being touching ridiculous, but it's still good enough. And then 8 was too much for me. Yeah. And this one is even more too much. For me. Yeah.
I get
and just because you referenced the plot armor.
You've become self-aware.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that it makes sense.
Exactly.
That you can just keep doing it.
And it doesn't give you a pause to just be like, that's why I want someone to die.
It has to be Brian, unfortunately.
And it has to be, like, there must be no doubt. No doubt whatsoever. Yeah. Like, they have to explode this person.
Yeah. You must show us his body going apart.
They must riddle them with bullets, or they have to explode this person, and you know he's not coming back from that.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
And it has to be Mia. No, I'm joking.
It's got to be Brian.
No, I don't care. I just want it to be a major character.
It has to be Brian, though. Because if they continue with trying to non-explain Brian, you know what?
They're gonna re-release that song, and then they're gonna bring him back again, and he's gonna hit.
I have heard that they've been talking to his brothers about.
Yeah, they're coming back for sure, obviously. But yeah, it all depends on how much they spend on it and how much time they give the CGI guys to fix it.
Sure.
The action was crazy, and the movie disappointed me. But I have to look forward to the next one.
You hope to?
Well, I have to.
You have to be hopeful.
I'm too far in it. It's like watching Grey's Anatomy.
Mm. No, I stopped. I just stopped.
We didn't stop because we invested we were in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I only started watching it because Abby was into it, but then I got invested, and now we like. Her fans. Look at her thinking she got fans.
She does have fans, actually. People write about her more than they write about us.
It's still my show. So, I just will paint the picture as I see fit.
They talk about Abby's husband all the time.
It's the same thing. We're too invested, and we have to see it to the end.
We're there to the end.
So for 10, my hope for 10 is that they
fasten your seatbelt.
Maybe they don't have to go bigger. I think they should go deeper
To hell.
Yes. No.
Can't Bruce Willis. It's not
deeper,
thrilling.
As in character development, story.
But
the action is already there.
I legit think that Justin Lin tried to a degree to do that. I really think he tried. I think that this one had quieter moments that was more about the, like, those introspective moments of Roman, the backstory of Dom and Jacob, you know, the Han reuniting with all of them. I felt like he tried. I'm not saying he succeeded.
Yeah.
I'm saying he tried.
Okay.
And maybe because Justin Lin is doing the next two movies. It's almost like 8 was like a, like for me, 8 is the worst movie after part 2.
Yeah.
Like we didn't even talk about the first ones. Of the later movies, 8 was my least favorite.
Mm.
And he's now trying to bring it back to where it was.
To Tokyo Drift.
Yeah. No, to 5.
Yeah, to 5.
And like, you know, this was, for me, it was a step in the right direction, even with all that cut.
Yeah. Okay, I get that.
I hope. It will continue.
Look, there's a lot of hope that I have for this totally useless franchise. That for some reason, we just keep coming back to me.
We're going to be there till the end.
No matter where we go.
We're going to do more
MKT. They just keep calling us back. But yeah, and also get a comedian to write Tej and Tyrese.
Roman's dialogue.
Yeah. Just get a comedian. Whoever is busy writing it now,
it's them.
It's cock boring.
It's them.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm 100% sure it's them.
And one thing, one last thing that irritates me the most is the mythical nature of the Toretto family. I hate it. It's so stupid. There's a line.
I think their dad bought those crosses at the, you know, the carnival that comes to town. And there's like, there's those necklaces that you can get at the front. I think that's where his dad got all of their crosses.
He must have. They must have double blessed.
Mia
that
doesn't
shit.
Have one though.
No, Mia's cock.
Baby Bri's got one.
Oh, it's the patriarchy again.
It's patriarchy.
Only the males
only
get
the
it.
Only the men get it. Yeah, it's male lineage.
Yo, it's cack, my bro. Mm. So there's a line, something to the effect of something crazy, if I remember correctly, that Jacob does. This is when they find out, I think, that Jacob is related to Dom, and then they say, "Who does that?" Mm. And then I think it's Tyrese that answers, "A Toretto."
Of course. That's all you need to say.
That's corny as fucking bullshit.
But
and
it works.
It implies that the father and his father's father and the whole legacy is this, you know, these superheroes.
They were the burgeoning loins for these Toretto's.
Okay.
So from this generation onwards, like Baby Bri and...
Okay.
And wherever Mia's...
No, but that, by that logic, Baby Brian's going to be like overpowered.
Exactly.
Like a god among men.
He's like Richard. He's like Richard Sock.
Richard Sock.
No, what's his name, man?
Who the fuck is Richard Sock?
No, just hold on.
Richard, Dick Sock. Is that what you
No, the Reed and Sue's lighty.
Oh yes. He's okay.
That one.
What's his name?
Overpowered Richards.
Now you're gonna work up fucking my nose. Or even like Cable, like Scott Summers.
Yes, yeah, he's like Cable also.
So the next evolution is going to be just this guy just flying.
They don't even need cars.
They don't need cars.
He just sits like
he's
this.
He's got a V12 in his chest.
That's where it's going.
Okay. After all that, Jody, is this movie Kwai or is it a Nai?
It's a Kwai for me. It's a Kwai. It's still Kwai. Or put it this way, it's Kwai again.
Abby, was this movie Kwai or was it a Nai?
For nine.
For nine.
It's the same. Yeah,
Kwai. So it's
Kwai. That's Kwai. That's two Kwais. You can't doubt it.
So that's two Kwais.
Democracy.
And I will say also it's Kwai.
Yes, man.
Yeah.
You're talking like it's going to be a Nai.
Nai. I was talking like it's going to but that's nah. That's kind of the relationship that I have.
With this movie.
It's an abusive relationship.
Yeah.
So I keep coming back. So, yeah, there you have it.
Why?
For nine, we made it.
Why?
We survived. You know why? Because we're lucky.
Family. That's
no, we're lucky. That's what they said.
Oh, yeah.
When Tyrese said.
Don't know how.
Fucking, what's it? Rajesh. Mm. What's the woman's name?
Ramsey.
Phew. She said, so maybe close. We're just lucky. We didn't speak about the driving also.
Oh, that was the one. Like that's a super funny joke.
Yeah, that was funny, but
then she just becomes a
she
really
kind
good
of
driver
managed. And then
of a truck.
Again, Abby said I was nitpicking, but she was changing gears.
Yeah.
But when you look down, there's was only an accelerator and a brake.
I mentioned that to Jenna as well. Also, if she literally just learned how to drive, there's no way she'd be changing gears in the truck. Two's as many gears as you need.
But it's still Kwai.
We've given our rating.
Yeah, we've given our rating.
Can't go back on it now.
It's cast in stone. Anyway, shout out to Abby for helping us with real estate. And if someone wanted to find us, Johnny, how would they do that?
BicycleBrasser@gmail.com. We would love a second email. Abby curates all our emails, so if you could send it in. Hi, Abby.
That's why we're getting no emails.
That's why she doesn't
she
send
deletes
it on
them all. She sends it straight to the trash.
Bastard. otherwise, hit us up on Instagram, BicycleBrasser Podcast on Instagram. We also have a TikToks, BicycleBrasser.
Listen, everybody, stay safe out there. By the time this comes out, I hope the Delta variant is like relaxing a bit.
I hope that everyone's been vaccinated.
Yeah, vaccinate yourself, vaccinate your kids. Listen to your doctors. Yes.
Stay in the house, man.
Get vaccinated. Stay safe, everyone. Safe, Jody.
Safe, Ross. Safe, Abby.
Safe, Abby.
These are bitches.